It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a joy it is for me to come to you each week at this time to share with you God's Word. And we'll be looking today in Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26. It is good to be able to share with you the goodness of God and to share prayer requests with you as you share them with me. And I'm pleased and blessed of God that you would share your requests, that I could pray with you and see God's answering of your prayers. Look at our website today to send your prayer requests. That's lrwm.org, lrwm.org. If you'd like a transcript of this program or any program of It's a Good Life, be sure and go to the website and request that, or write to me today for your copy of a transcript. In Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26, the Bible says, "And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing." Now, the description given here is, I believe, of God's church. And we can also see that it is no doubt a description or a reference to the temple being built on the hill of Zion. In Psalm chapter 24 and verse 3, the Bible says, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord?" And I believe this is speaking of the temple, but we want to liken it to the church today, my hill. Notice first there is an elevation. The term speaks of this. The world is sunk, fallen, degraded, but the church is raised out of it, exalted, set on the rock. Jesus said, "Upon this rock," speaking of himself, "upon this rock I will build my church." And secondly, we see the firmness and stability of the church. It's not an erection upon sand, endangered by every storm and blast, but upon the towering hill that has withstood the blasts of centuries. The mountain of the Lord cannot be moved. Nothing can stop God's plan. God has a plan. He has a plan for my life. He has a plan for your life. He has a plan for the church. And that plan is to carry the gospel to the ends of the world, not to stop, but to keep going, and to take the message that Jesus saves to every person in this world. Notice not only the elevation and the firmness and stability, but notice the visibility. It's a hill. It's a hill to be visible to all in every direction. Its top pointing towards the sky. And notice also it refers to health, fullness, and purity. Now, fog and smog occasionally overcast the tops of hills, but generally settle in the valleys and lower parts of the earth. Mountain air is pure, balmy, and it's bracing. And it's great to be able to be where the air is pure. And here souls are matured for healthy, vigorous activity in the church that serves the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it makes no difference whether you're a Methodist, a Presbyterian, whatever your denomination is, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, this is speaking of you. This is speaking to your heart today. Now, as a Baptist, I would pray that you would be a Baptist. I'd rather for you to be a Baptist, but there will be no Baptists in heaven. Did you know that? There will be no Presbyterians in heaven. There will be no Methodists in heaven. The people who will be in heaven will be God's people. We separate ourselves today a lot of times because of denomination, but Jesus said that we are to be of one heart, one mind, and one spirit, and that one spirit is to lead us into all truth, and that one truth is that we need to share Jesus with this lost and dying world. Notice, this hill is God's hill. He says, "My hill." The Lord founded it. He laid the foundation. For the Lord, it says in the Word of God, hath founded Zion. And notice this, it's a scene of his glories. He manifests himself. Here his beauty is beheld. In Psalm chapter 27 and verse 4. The Bible tells us that one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in His temple. One thing that we see when we look at the hill, when we look towards the hill of God, we see the object. We see His beauty. His beauty is beheld. The object of His special love is also seen there. His portion, His treasure, His delight is engraved on His hands. Jesus died for the church. He died for you and me that we could live. And we are His glory. We are here to bring glory to God. And as such, we have become His glory on this earth. People see us, and they are to see the Lord Jesus Christ. How is your life today? Are you serving Him? Are you exhibiting the power of God in your life? Are you exhibiting the beauty of God in your life? If you're not living for Him today, let me encourage you to turn to Him right now and say, Lord, I want to serve You from this point on with my life. Now notice this, if you would, about our scripture today. There is a promise made to the church. It says in verse 26, God speaking, I will cause the shower to come down. Now there is a promise here in general. He engages to bless the church. There is protection, provision, comfort, and prosperity, for all are included here. The church, once again, is His body. We are His body. We are to exhibit His likeness on this earth. And as we do that, we see the promise in general is for protection and provision and comfort. Jesus said, I'm going away. This is before He was crucified, before He was buried, before He was resurrected. He said, I'm going away. But Holy Father, keep those whom Thou hast given Me. Jesus prayed for our protection. And He said, if I go away, I will come again to receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And He also added this. He said, when I go away, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. But when I go away, I'm going to pray that the Father send the great Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And we have Him today if we name the name of Jesus as our Savior. He's dwelling within us. He is with us right now for those of us who have trusted Jesus as our Savior. Notice this shower of blessing. The promise includes abundance. It's the bounty of God's infinite. He can easily fill our vessels to overflowing. What a blessing it is today to serve God and to know that He is the Creator, that He is the one who sustains us through all of our lives if we will simply trust Him. Notice in verse 26 of Ezekiel chapter 34, these blessings are to be seasonal. It says there are showers in His season. Notice the showers do not come before it is necessary, not when it is too late, but at the crisis of need. His showers of blessing comes at the right time. His blessings are to promote a happy influence on all around. It says those people around us will be blessed with a shower of blessing that is brought down upon us as God's people. And the places round about My hill, verse 26. The church is to spread the savor of grace through the whole earth, to be an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. And who can have part in this? Well, I've got news for you today, and good news. In Psalm chapter 15, it says, Lord, who shall abide in Thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in Thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. We have the promise of God today that as his children, as we live a godly life for him, that he will bless us. Now, if you're out of the will of God today, he wants to bless you, but you're hindering him in that blessing. If you're out of the will of God today, he wants to bring you back into right relationship with him. Pray this prayer, Lord Jesus, forgive me for letting you down. Thank you so much that I have become a part of the church. Thank you that I'm able to serve you while here on this earth, that I can take the gospel to this lost and dying world. Jesus, forgive me for failing you. I pray that you will help me to be strong and to live for you from this moment on. Now, if you're not saved today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, you're not a member of his church today. You're not one of his. And you need to receive him today in order to make sure of heaven. You need to pray something like this. Lord, I know I can't save myself. I believe you died on the cross for me and rose from the grave that I could have eternal life. And I trust you to help me through this life to live for you. I trust you to take me to heaven. If you'll pray that prayer, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That word, whosoever, means you. It's a joy to come to you each week and to share with you the Word of God. If you would like a transcript of this program or any program of It's a Good Life, be sure and go to our website and look under the heading there, Transcripts, and you can receive a transcript free of charge of this program of It's a Good Life or any other ones that you would like to request. We'll be glad to send that to you in a printed form, or you can download it on our website, lrwm.org. May I remind you that it is a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is my prayer.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.